Welcome to the One Life podcast. Being a business owner is potentially the best path to build personal wealth. However, embarking on an opportunity, whether full-time or as a side hustle, is incredibly tough. I believe that understanding finances is integral to the success of your business. The purpose of this podcast is to empower you to understand, manage, and grow your business finances, and therefore your personal wealth. I invite you to join me every Friday as I share insights and actionable strategies to make your business serve you rather than you serve your business. I'm your host, Andrew Wilson. Well, welcome to episode 15 of the One Life Business Podcast. I hope you're well and you're looking after yourself. My name is Andrew Wilson. I'm an accountant, I'm a business owner, an entrepreneur. I was an FD of a company that turned over 35 to 40 million with about 400 staff. We worked on quite a lot of what I'm talking about in this podcast over time. We worked on the overheads, we worked on the direct costs, we worked on the margins. That gave us bottom line profit. So this podcast is in association with the Tears of Freedom show and the Tears of Freedom podcast that's hosted by Jason Greystone. If you haven't caught up with either of those things, I highly suggest you should. So in the last 2 weeks, we looked first at optimizing your current income stream if you only have one. And last week, we looked to diversify your offerings to the market via other income streams. What I'd like to do in this episode is look specifically at the online element of your business. What I'd like to reiterate is this is always about wealth creation and it's always about your financial independence as the business owner. In my opinion, there is no easier or more opportune time in history to expand and trade online or start an online business. And in doing so, you're absolutely going to dramatically increase the speed with which you're able to achieve your financial goal. For those of you that already have a business but don't trade online, this can be the ultimate diversification to your existing income stream or streams. If, however, you're in full-time employment, for example, assuming you're not going to start a business selling the same products or services as your employer, and of course, you're not prohibited from doing so, I'd absolutely suggest you make sure, check your contract of employment if you're even thinking about doing something like that, then the online business option can be an incredibly profitable side hustle. The undeniable beauty of trading online is that the barriers of entry are low. Let's look at Amazon. Amazon began as a small online bookstore. It had no business premises, and apart from Jeff Bezos, no other employees. I've been speaking about keeping your overheads low and controlling your operating costs. The online element of your business, if you have one, or a standalone online business, it ticks both of these boxes. If you're online, you can drive efficiency. In so much as being lean, i.e. low overheads and a handful of employees, as I've said before, we live in a world where people will pay for convenience, or more specifically, they will pay to not be inconvenienced. Now, Jason, he talks about the evolution of business and online businesses solving the problem of space and time. And a really good example is Netflix and Blockbuster video stores. The products are exactly the same, but Netflix solved the problem of space and time. Less space because Netflix has no premises. Blockbuster had 6,500 stores just in the US. Less time because Netflix, you can click a button and view the film instantaneously, depending on your internet download speed, of course, which we've all struggled with at times. Blockbuster, you had to drive to the store. You know, you had to park, you had to choose the film, which actually was quite exciting in some ways. But then you'd find out that actually they didn't have that film in store, which was a frustration. So you'd have to go to another one. And then don't forget, you also had to return the video back there. Online businesses, as long as they solve the problem of space and time, will generate income. It's a fact. Here's another example, Spotify. Spotify saves space and time, of course. It's hugely successful and profitable. So the most valuable businesses in the world 50 years ago were manufacturing and gas and electric companies. I'll give you the name of the top five businesses: General Motors, ExxonMobil, Ford Motor, General Electric, International Business Machines. That's the kind of businesses that were leading the way 50 years ago. Whereas most of the valuable businesses in the world now are so because of their intellectual property. We live in a digital world. No, everyone knows that. You only have to look at how many screens we're looking at and how much time we're spending on screens to know that. And the most valuable businesses in the world are so because of their intellectual property. And intellectual properties are things like copyrights, trademarks, patents. Let's look at Apple, let's look at Facebook, let's look at Amazon. The reason I want to present an online trading option to you now is not simply to provide a further income stream, but it will also do what I spoke about last week, which is increase the value of your business. When you do decide to sell your business, the intellectual property will contribute towards the final payoff. I can see you sat there listening to this thinking, well, look, there's absolutely no online income stream for my business. It's just not possible. And I've heard this a lot. What I've found over time is, I think you'll find there may well be. I think there is an option that you can identify. And if you've done the 10 steps that I spoke about in last week's episode, you may have already written it, or even you may have written more than one. So what I'd like to do is give you an example that literally paid dividends for a business owner. I worked with a business owner who identified that single professional people in and around London really struggled with finding rental property. He knew this because he was one of them. It took him an awful long time to find a place, and more often than not, he ended up paying more than he needed or wanted to because he'd rent an entire flat or an apartment. What he did, cleverly, was he went about signing up landlords. And these landlords owned these big private properties. They were trying to privately rent these large properties. And what he offered them was to manage the entire process of finding and looking after the tenants. The landlords were happy to sign up because they were earning exactly the same amount, but they didn't have to do any of the work. Yet again, we're talking about convenience, aren't we? The word convenience comes up time and time again in business nowadays, and convenience is value. What I'm presenting to you is he's not a standard managing agent, okay? The business model, his business model, is very clear. Based on the fact that professional people value their time, work extremely long hours, and therefore do not want to clean or maintain either their room or communal areas. The rental would include a mandatory service charge for the property to be cleaned every working day. Towels, bedding are cleaned, replenished, including toilet paper, dishwasher tablets, soap, toothpaste. Sounds really mundane, but it's time consuming for people. And if you're a professional person that is spending your time trying to further your career, I'm mentioning this word again, and it comes up time and time again. This is all about convenience, and that's what the business model was about. He advertised online, single young professionals, surprise, surprise, want to live with and meet other single young professionals. He split each of these large properties into assured short-hold tenancies, ASTs, renting out each of the rooms individually. Now, ordinarily, an AST agreement is... it's pretty straightforward. It's fine, fit for purpose. But what he did was he had a AST agreement written up, which was extremely strict, so that the tenants have really very clear rules to follow. The potential tenants would complete a extensive and stringent application. And there was basically a selection process where they're actually competing against one another. And what this does is it's supply and demand. And supply and demand dictates the practice. And property in and around London, certainly when this was the case, maybe less so because of COVID now, but property in and around London for single young professionals came at a premium. It was expensive, and it still is bloody expensive. All of that sounds really good, doesn't it? It sounds like it's a really good business. You know, he's super busy, the tenants are paying great money. But as you can imagine, dealing with tenants, landlords, cleaning companies, all of that stuff is time consuming. And although it was a profitable business, it wasn't generating the level of income that he really wanted to obtain financial independence. So together, we went through the income stream questions that I presented to you guys last week. I'm not going to go through every one of the 10 steps in this podcast. What I'd like to do is give you an overview of it. Okay, step one, looking at the products and services that he already offered and those income streams. And each of those were entirely related to the properties. So it was the tenant's rent, the tenant's service charge, and it was also from the tenants because it was specific items outside of the standard service charge. Things like having the place professionally cleaned, having your curtains done, providing air freshener, fabric softener, as I said, those items earlier. Then what we did was list those products and services that he'd ever thought about offering. And he came up with 3 or 4. There's not a huge amount you can, but he came up with 3 or 4. Assisting moving tenants out of their present property and into this one. I thought that was a good one. Arranging travel to and from work. Private cook, food being ready when tenants arrived home. Again, you know, that's a valuable service, isn't it? You've only got to think about HelloFresh and other bits like that. But actually having someone to come in and cook for you, not a bad idea. And the last one was kind of health related, which was private yoga or Pilates instruction at home. Then what we did was think about the conversations that he'd had with the tenants. And he was looking for instances where they had a problem and you can solve that problem. Now, there were a number, but the major problem that he identified and that the customers told him about was that they didn't like waiting to know when there was a place available for them to rent. It was actually really painful. The whole process of trying to find a place to live, as any of us know that have moved home and gone through that, it is a painful process. And so he was receiving, as the business owner, he was receiving hundreds of email requests and phone calls each month and quite a lot every single day from potential customers looking to rent a room. There were loads of examples where the same person was emailing and calling numerous times. That was the big takeaway from that second question. The third question was to look at your competitors, and this actually generated very few, but it was still really useful to do to make sure that he wasn't missing any opportunity that was out there. But what we found was that the offering out in the marketplace was pretty vanilla. No one was made to feel special. No one was really valued. It was all about get the tenant in, get the money from them, job done. Then what we did was we worked through the little green guy, Yoda. Yoda has appeared in the last 2 episodes, so this is the third one running. Yoda is an acronym that stands for Y is you, O is outsource, D is delegate, and A is automate. Assisting with moving tenants out of the present property and into this property. Ideally, you would outsource that. Arranging the travel to and from work. Well, that can be outsourced. Private cook and the food being ready. Again, that can be outsourced. None of those things can be automated. Yes, it could be delegated, but do you want to be employing people to do that kind of stuff? Not really, because it's not your specialty. And health, private yoga, Pilates, instruction, that again would be outsourced unless you had someone in-house and then it would be delegated. When he thought about the conversations that he had with customers, as I said, the major problem was them actually finding out about when the properties were available. If you think about that, that can be automated because you've got emails, you've got automation of a process to send that out to people. And interestingly, this was the one that he was the most vested in because he was the person receiving the hundreds of phone calls and email requests every month. So this one was both a Y for you and an A for automate. And the third one, competitors, as I said, we didn't really have any. It's pretty clear which one you've got to start with because it's all about you as the business owner. So he had to start the one that was for him and that was automated. So the last factor was actually setup costs. Any of those outsourcing options, there was very little setup cost for any of the options. Now the you and automation did have a cost, but it was only a medium cost. It wasn't a very high cost. You know, you can set up an automated email to go out, newsletter and email to go out weekly or monthly or daily if needs be. It doesn't cost a huge amount of money. The setup costs, although medium, because it would benefit the customer and the business owner, this was the problem that he needed to solve. And he wanted to tell potential tenants when potential properties were available. So he set up a premium subscription opt-in package on his website where potential clients, for the fee of £45 a month, could opt in and they would be informed by email. So he set up, which is you, informed by email, which is automate, and this was done in priority to the general public as soon as a room in a property became available. And around 4 months after the release of the premium opt-in option, he had 1,000 people subscribed, and his monthly subscription income was £45,000. And that's a game changer and a significant income stream, considering it's no more work than the setup time and effort and the time and effort that it takes to send an email. This may sound like an extreme case, but interestingly, it's not. There are lots of cases where you can automate a process. It's all about, again, identifying where your clients have a problem and you potentially need some help as well. A few facts I'd like to kind of share with you about this case in particular. He no longer needs to advertise to rent a room through his website or online anywhere. All of his rooms are rented out to people that are subscribed to the premium monthly package and receive the priority emails. One of the things he does do is he makes sure he has up-to-date testimonials on his site always. It's obviously of paramount importance for young professional people to see other young professional people that are raving about a service. The number of calls and emails he received in relation to renting a room have fallen by 70%. So when he does take a call, all he does is direct them to the website. And this has freed up his time considerably. And as we know, and as we've said, this is a really important part of living that inspired life and that fulfilled life. Who wants to spend 70% of their time on a telephone call dealing with people that are just inquiring about something when you can automate it? Interestingly as well, there are plenty of examples of people who have never actually rented a room, but they continue to subscribe month after month. And almost along the same lines, there are examples of people that are currently renting a room and yet they continue to subscribe to this £45 a month. So clearly those guys haven't followed the Tears of Freedom expense optimization strategy. This one action not only increased his personal income significantly, it also increased the value of his business. And the reason for that? Because it's intellectual property that he has recurring, guaranteed income. So, my call to action this week to all of you guys is just to go back and revisit the income stream questions from last week and consider if you can get a new income stream online. It might be worth it. Okay, guys, I hope you got some value from that and you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, feel free to leave a review on iTunes and give me a little rating. And if this is the first time you've listened, make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Okay, guys, take care. Have a good week.